Blog Talk Radio.
Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell him, I could go on and on. Because I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you out there know how it feels to be grateful? Hallelujah. Grateful for everything that God is doing, everything that he has done, everything that he will do. Hallelujah. I just thank God today. I am Lady Butler from Undisputed Truth Ministries. I am sitting in for my husband, Bishop Thurman Butler. He was not able to make it tonight. He's away. So he asked me if I could fill in for him, and of course I said I would. So I am so grateful to be on tonight. I am so grateful to be in your presence tonight. Hallelujah. I give honor. I tell you to MCI Blog Radio Talk, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, her husband, Pastor Matthew McNeil. I give honor to my wonderful and awesome husband, and I give honor to all you champions out there. Hallelujah. And yes, I said champions because I know that you're a champion. And the reason why I know you're a champion, because you're on this line tonight trying to receive the word of God, trying to get something from God, trying to get an understanding, whatever it is that you're trying to get. You're on this line trying to receive something, and that's what champions do. Hallelujah. So we thank God for each one of you coming on tonight and just hanging out with us. We thank God for MCI Radio. So you know what? Let's go into prayer. I'm excited about tonight and what God has given me. Spirit of the living God, you know this word better than I do. This word has been marinating in my spirit, and it ministered to me before it came through me. So, Father, I pray that you would allow the windows of heaven to open up, not just over me as I deliver this message, but over every person who is receiving this message. Father, it's my prayer that you would make room, that you would make space, that you would inhabit every area of deficiency in our lives. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on this line. As you fall, let it push away anything that doesn't look like you so that we can become exactly who you have called us to be in this season and every season. Father, I ask that this message hold up a mirror and allow us to see not who we were, not who we are, but you, who you have called us to be. And as for me, God, no anxiety, no fear, no nerves, just the leading of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I tell you, God has a word for us tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not going to waste time or anything. I'm just going to go right into the word. Hallelujah. For those that have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians, chapter 10, and we're going to start at verse 3, and then we're going to move over to Ephesians 6, verse 10 is where we'll start there. So let's get started. Okay, in 2 Corinthians, I'm excited, it says, "For though we walk in flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination of every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Hallelujah. Now, we're going to go over to Ephesians 6, but let's deal with this right here first. Hallelujah. And the subject for the night, tonight we're going to be talking about lethal weapons. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about the weapons that God has given us as Christians, hallelujah, and how to use them. The Bible lets us know, hallelujah, in verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh." See, we walk naturally, but we don't fight naturally. For whatever we are fighting, flesh can't win, or flesh don't work. As a Christian, see, everything that we do is spiritual. We can't do things as the world may do them as far as fighting. See, the world is unprincipled. It's like every man is for himself. See, the world doesn't fight fair. But see, we don't live or fight our battles that way. Christians, we never had or we never will. Hallelujah. See, if you have two people that are arguing or having a disagreement and one is saying one thing and the next one is saying something even worse, see, what happened is that they're fleshly, they're worldly, they're trying to hurt each other through words or through emotions or through actions. And what happened is that if you're fighting through flesh, it escalates. It never ends good. It always has a bad ending. But as a Christian, if we're battling with someone, whether it's a natural battle where you're speaking to someone. See, we don't converse back on certain things. See, what we do, we go into prayer. We start to use in our weapons. We're going to prayer. Hallelujah. You have to understand that what happens is that when you go into prayer, then you would watch that demon flee because flesh never wins over spirit. Hallelujah. Now, verse 4 teaches us that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So our weapons, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. So what it's saying is that our weapons are lethal. Hallelujah. See, they become lethal because our weapons are mighty through God, through the Spirit. So what it means is that our weapons are spiritually. They're not, they have no carnality with them. If we're trying to fight a spiritual battle with carnality, it's like having a gun without bullets or a hand grenade without the pull switch. See, we have to understand that we don't fight we don't use the weapons that are used naturally, for we don't walk carnal, we walk spiritually. Everything that we do is spiritual, and because our weapons are weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. See, they're mighty through God for a reason. Hallelujah. See, they're mighty through God so that we can start destroying some things. See, a stronghold is a thing that's hard to set free from or hard to get the victory over. See, it's a tight grip that Satan has on an individual. And see, because our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. See, we can tear down the strongholds that Satan tried to get a grip on us. So we can tear down the strongholds of bondages. We can tear down the strongholds of invasions in our mind. See, we as spiritual beings, hallelujah, our weapons, we have lethal weapons, which are through God. It allows us to tear down some things that are trying to come against us, some things that's trying to hold us back from the will of God, some things that the devil, he may have a feel that he know that this is something that may be enjoyable, something that would that would continue to have a grip on us. So what happens is that when we start to fight spiritually, we can tear down strongholds. Hallelujah, whether it's in our families, whether it's in our siblings, whether it's in our friends, whether it's on your job. Hallelujah. See, that's why we have to understand as Christians, it's so important that we understand the difference in carnality and spiritual. Because once we get a grip on who we are, hallelujah, and understanding that this is a spiritual battle, that the battle is not ours, said the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that we have these spiritual weapons that are strong through God. Hallelujah. He has the weapon. It's through him, hallelujah, in which we are able to pull down these strongholds. It's we're able to do the things that's mighty through Christ. If we try to do anything spiritually, carnally, then it end up backfiring. Hallelujah. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? We use our lethal weapons for smashing warp philosophies. We have to understand that these weapons that we have, hallelujah, the tearing down of the things that's trying to keep itself attached to us as the people of God. Now, in verse 5, it tells us, casting down imagination. Imagination. That's a good word. Hallelujah. That's a strong word, because imagination, it means argument. Imaginations, thoughts that are not of God. Hallelujah. So what happened is that it's casting down imagination of every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We have to learn how to cool our mind. Thoughts turn into imagination or arguments. Every high thing is a demonic realm. So our lethal weapon can cast down any high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. We use our lethal weapons, hallelujah, for tearing down any things that's directed against the truth of God. Hallelujah. But we have to understand that when it comes to imagination, when it comes to the mind, hallelujah, Satan exalts himself in our mind. Hallelujah. He brings things into our mind and into our thoughts. And we have to learn how to cast them things down and bring that thing into captivity, meaning that we have to bring that thing into confinement. We have to bring that thing in subject to. Hallelujah. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. So when things start to come into our mind, we have a weapon, a lethal weapon, to cast those things out. We don't have to let that thing fester and become something more, because, you know, when you have something in your mind and it continue to come at your mind and continue to be in your mind, it manifests itself. And then you'll find yourself acting on the thought, hallelujah, that came into your mind. But it tells us here in verse 5 that casting down imagination of every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. So you know that it's Satan that's coming against your mind or coming in your mind, because it's exalting itself against the knowledge of God. So whatever's coming in your mind that's not, it's not of God, then you know that it's the enemy. But we have to cast down those imaginations. We have been given the power to be able to cast these things out of our mind, to do away with these things in our mind, to act like these things never even came into existence. Now, it seems like that's hard, because we don't even ask for things to come into our mind. They just kind of pop in. But again, that's where it comes in, that we're our minds are free reign for Satan. That's why these lethal weapons are so important. That's why it's so important to get into the Word of God and get an understanding of what weapons and things that you have to fight against the wiles of the devil. What things that you have that you can use to cast out imagination, that you can use to bring strongholds into captivity, things that you can use to lead you and keep you in the right path with God. These here, what we're talking about, are called, these are lethal weapons. These weapons are lethal because they are mighty through God. Hallelujah. We use these weapons through God. These weapons are weapons that are given to us through our Father. Hallelujah. And He is the one that allows, or that lets the power run through us, and we're able to operate in Him. We're able to cast down imagination. We're able to pull down strongholds. We're able to do the things of God. We're able to bring things into captivity. Hallelujah. Thought into the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. We want the things that are coming into our mind to be Christ-like things. Hallelujah. Things that's going to have us to excel. Things that's going to have us to walk the walk and talk the talk, so they say. Hallelujah. We have to be able to keep, and that's why it's so important, people of God, to stay in the Word of God. Anytime there's Bible study or something is going on where the Word is being brought forth, you want to stay, because what happens is that it keeps your mind stayed on Christ. Hallelujah. And in every thought that you have, it brings it into the obedience of Christ. Amen. And having in readiness, hallelujah, I tell you, listen, it says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. Listen, people of God, when our obedience is fulfilled, it's the type of confidence that we develop. When we are obedient to the will and the word of God, it brings on a certain aura, a certain attitude that you develop because you just know, hallelujah, that you are obedient to the word of God, that you are in line with the word of God, that you are right there where God would have you to be by faith. Hallelujah. See, once your obedience is fulfilled, then you can take revenge on that old devil. Hallelujah. See, once your obedience is filled, you can take revenge on the devil for trying to take your kids. Hallelujah. Or revenge for trying to use your family. Hallelujah. Or revenge for trying to attack your finances or attack your job or your siblings or whatever it may be. But see, we can't begin to think that we could take revenge on anything that's of God when we're not walking in total obedience. Because it says when obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. And I'm not saying that, I mean, you won't hiccup, won't make mistakes. Hey, we're all human, but we have to be striving, hallelujah, to be in total obedience. And that our, the Bible says here, it says when your obedience is fulfilled. So whatever it is that you need to be obedient to, hallelujah, whatever it is that you, only you know what your disobedience are. You know, it may just be one area in your life. Who knows? I don't know. But he said when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. And see, when that happens, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience means that you're steadfast, you're ready, hallelujah, to avenge anything that has to do with the disobedience of Christ. This is my God. Remind me of David, hallelujah, when he was talking to Goliath. How dare you? How dare you say anything negative about my God? But we're ready to revenge that devil for what he's trying to do to the people of God. Hallelujah. We're ready to revenge. We're ready to take back some things that he's taken from us. Hallelujah. See, when we become into full, when we have fulfilled our obedience, we're able to take back some things. We're able to cast out some things. We're able to touch, lay hands, and do some healing. Hallelujah. See, when when our obedience is fulfilled, then we could take revenge on the devil. Hallelujah. That's when you get out of your bed. Hallelujah. As soon as your feet hit the floor, hell start having a board meeting because they know that your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. That you're ready to take revenge out on disobedience or the things of Satan's kingdom. You know what I'm saying? It's time for obedience to take revenge on the disobedience. Hallelujah. Now, we're disobedient. It could be anything. It could be any area. But we, the people of God, it's time for us to take revenge on disobedience. That, and see, one of the problems that we have today is that we're trying to avenge the gospel, rather, when, you know, the things in our lives may be jacked up or we're living in a disobedience ourselves. But yet we're trying to take revenge or cast out or trying to do the things of God. And God is saying, hey, you know, listen, is your obedience fulfilled? Hallelujah. So we have to understand, people of God, that there's a covenant that we have with God. And God says in verse 6, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Okay, here's the covenant. When your obedience is fulfilled. See, it says when your obedience is fulfilled, which means that, okay, for you to do this, you have to do that. Hallelujah. So, people of God, we got to strive. And, you know, the Bible tells us that obedience is better than sacrifice. So we have to understand that if we want to do the things of God, we want the favor of God, obedience is so important. Hallelujah. It's so important that we walk and we talk and we be obedient to what God has for us and how we can take the kingdom of God by storm. Hallelujah. We can tear down the things of Satan because at that point we're ready to take revenge out on Satan. We're ready to do the things of God, the will of God. You know, just doing the will of God alone for your life is taking revenge out on Satan. Because Satan don't want to see you doing the things of God. Satan don't want to see you moving up in God. Satan don't want to see the anointing on you that God has placed. Satan don't want to see anything that has to do with God. So you alone just being obedient, your obedience being fulfilled alone, hallelujah, is taking revenge on the disobedient, the things of Satan. So hallelujah. So we have to be conscious of our weapons. These things are lethal weapons, people of God. And again, the reason why they're lethal, because they're through God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, anything that's through God is lethal. Hallelujah. Anything that's through God is mighty. Anything that's through God is powerful. Anything that's through God is God. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that we have lethal weapons, people. We don't have to sit back and just take things as far as, you know, we need to start casting down imaginations. We need to start pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. We need to start walking in who God has called us to be, bringing everything into captivity, every thought to the obedience of God. Hallelujah. We need to start walking in obedience so that we can take revenge out on Satan. Hallelujah. So that we can put our lethal weapons into effect. Hallelujah. God is good. He said, but you do this and then I'll do that. We serve a God that's mighty and a God that cannot lie. So, people of God, when our obedience is fulfilled, then we are having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. Hallelujah. Now, see, what happens is that now that we're using our weapons and that we know what our weapons are and we know what we have to do and that they're mighty through Christ, hallelujah, now we have to understand the armor of God, hallelujah, and how to use the armor of God and what the armor of God do for us and how it affects us and how it continues to lead and guide us. Hallelujah. So if you would turn with me now to Ephesians 6, hallelujah, and we're going to start at verse 10. But we're going to go into a little song, and when we come back, we're going to put this thing together, hallelujah, and we're going to finish just having fun in the Lord. Amen? Amen.
No.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. We're now in Ephesians 6, starting at verse number 10. Hallelujah. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And if your feet, I'm sorry, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit with the word, which is the word of God. Praying always, all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Hallelujah. It says finally in verse 10, it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So everything we do, hallelujah, we can't do it on our own accord. It has to be through the power of God. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say, put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, the reason why you're putting on the whole armor of God gives you the ability to stand. It gives you ability, hallelujah, to stand against the things that Satan tried to bring against you. Hallelujah. Now you don't want to put on the armor of God and just stand and take hits. You should use your weapons while you're standing. See, while you're standing, you need to be casting down imagination of anything, any high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You need to be pulling down some strongholds. So when you're putting on the armor of God, you're not just putting on the armor of God, hallelujah, just so you can have it on, just so you can stand there with it on. When you have on the armor, hallelujah, you're not there just to take the hit. You have to use your weapon, your lethal weapon, while you have your armor on. So when you're putting on the whole armor of God, and you're putting it on so you can stand against some things, so you can take some things, hallelujah. So things may come against your life. It may come against your children. It may come against your marriage. It may come against your job. But you're able to stand because you have the armor of God that's protecting you. See, armor protects us. Hallelujah. So when it says puts on the full or the whole armor of God, it's saying put on your full protection. Hallelujah. Because if you don't put on the full protection of God, the full armor of God, then you're not able to stand against the things of the devil. You're not able to stand against the things that try to come against you. You're not able to stand against some things, hallelujah, that's put before you. You're not able to stand against some things, hallelujah, that's coming against your children, your family. Hallelujah. We have to understand that when you're in Christ, hallelujah, it gives, the devil wants you. He's coming at you. He's coming after you. Especially each time you get higher and higher, each level, hallelujah, the demonic realm gets stronger that comes against you. So you have to. Hallelujah, you have to keep the armor on. The armor should never come off, because if you ever take it off, hallelujah, that's when things start to be able to get in. You're no longer protected. Because the Bible tells us, it doesn't say put on some armor. It says put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against. You may be able to take the things that's coming at you, that Satan is throwing at you. Hallelujah. And there's some things that Satan throw at you that you feel like, Lord, I can't deal with this. But see, if you got your armor on, hallelujah, you can deal or take anything tries to bring against you. It says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So if we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, what are we wrestling against? It says we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against rulers and the darkness of this world. So we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against each other, or I'm wrestling against my sister, or this person, or somebody just is up. I mean, these are principalities. These are powers. These are spirits. These are demonic things that are coming against us. Hallelujah. So we're not wrestling against the natural things of this world. Hallelujah. The things that we're wrestling against are powers. These are things that are in different realms. These are things that are spiritual. Hallelujah. And we have to understand that though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. Hallelujah. So we have to understand that the things that we're wrestling against, hallelujah, they're not of this world. They're things that we have to, well, they're not in this world, they're of this. We have to understand that we are fighting against things that are so much bigger than carnality. It's so much bigger than what the naked eye can see. You have to be able to understand spiritually to understand what we're fighting against. See the powers of the dark world. These are things that are evil forces, and we can't think that we can take the things that we fight flesh and blood with and fight a spirit, a principality, or a power. That's why the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. We have to use our lethal weapons, hallelujah, with the armor that God is telling us or showing us how to put it on. These things come together so that we can know how to fight the devil, so we can know how to win this war. We can know what we need to do next. Hallelujah. He said that we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are the demons that's in the heavens, in the heavenly, rather. You think you're just dealing with the darkness that's on this earth, the principalities that's in the different areas? Hallelujah. This world, hallelujah, this world is Satan. So there's demonic forces and things all over. And that's why we have to continue to put our arm off. We have to continue to be in prayer, continue to stay in fellowship. Iron sharpens iron. Oh, how great it is for brethren to gather together in unity. That's why, because we have to continue to sharpen each other and remind, hey, you got your arm on today? Hallelujah. Because that's the only way that we're able to fight the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, people. These things are deeper than just flesh and blood. Principalities. So these are spirits that are in different, over different regions. Hallelujah. Rulers of the darkness of this world. Hallelujah. The dark things of this world, the evil of this world. This is what we're fighting against, people. And that's why we have to have our obedience fulfilled. Hallelujah. Have to be fulfilled in order for us to even take revenge on these things, the principalities, the power of the darkness, the spiritual wickedness. Hallelujah. We can't do anything. Hallelujah. Until we're obedient and understand exactly what God is telling us or saying to us as far as what we need to do. Hallelujah. We have lethal weapons, people of God. That's through God. We're sitting here trying to fight these battles ourselves. We're trying to win these wars ourselves. Hallelujah. When we have a God that said, look, the battle is not yours. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Hallelujah. All we have to do is set ourselves, put our armor on. Hallelujah. He's making it so that we can, we're able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He's telling us what we need to do to get through, to be able to get through this life until we go into our real home. Hallelujah. We just have to understand where we are and what we need to do. He says in verse 13, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. See, when you take on the whole armor of God, it's like you position yourself. See, when you're taking on the whole armor of God, you're taking a position. Hallelujah. You're putting yourself in a position that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. See, you're positioning yourself to withstand. See, when you withstand something, that means that you're taking the blows. You know, I'm taking a hit. Hallelujah. I'm putting on the whole armor of God. So, yes, devil, you can go ahead and throw these blows if you want to see, but I can eat that because I got the full armor of God on. I got the whole armor of God. So you bring it on, baby, because I got that. I can eat all you got. Hallelujah. Because he said, the Bible says, put on the whole armor of God that we are able to withstand in the evil day, meaning we're able to take it. We're able to withstand the hits of the devil, the things that devil has coming in the evil days. Hallelujah. What days do you think that we're living in now, people of God? See, having the armor of God on, it positions you. Having on the whole armor of God, it doesn't mean that you are not going to get hit. It just means that you can take the hit. Having a whole armor of God doesn't mean the devil is not going to come at you. It means that you can take whatever he brings. Hallelujah. You people of God, the armor of God is so important because I'm telling you, the devil can bring some heavy stuff for you. And if you're not protected with the armor of God, hallelujah, then you won't be able to withstand in the evil day. You're going to fall. We have to understand how important it is that we use our lethal weapon, God. Hallelujah. Casting down imagination, pulling down strongholds, bringing into captivity. Hallelujah. We have to understand that these are the things that God has put in place for us. Hallelujah. Verse 14 says, stand therefore. Position yourself, therefore. Having your loins girded. Harabu shata. Having your loins girded about with truth, positioning yourself. Hallelujah. It says, you see, that loins belt is that protection, that thing that protects the word that's in your belly. It says to having your loins girded. That's around your waist, around your you know, close to the reproductive area. Hallelujah. It says girded with truth. Truth is the word of God. That means that you're putting on your champion belt. Hallelujah. And you're putting the word of God secured right there in that belt so that nothing could touch it. Nothing can get near it. Nothing can come through it. Hallelujah. You got to have your goings girded with, you have to have your loins girded with truth. Have it girded with the word of God. You must have that thing so deep in you. That belt, that gird is to protect that word, hallelujah, that's in your belly, that word that's inside you. So you have to also have it on the breastplate of righteousness. See, a breastplate, people of God, is something that comes over the chest. It's something that covers the heart. Hallelujah. So your heart lets you know that you're righteous. You have to know in your heart, hallelujah, that you're righteous with God, that you're righteous through God, that you're righteous to God. Hallelujah. So you put on that breastplate and you protect your heart and what you know. Hallelujah. Because people are trying to come against what you know. Oh, please, you this, that, another. So you can't love God, or you can't be righteous. You just rolled your eyes at her, so you're not righteous. You know, things would try to come against your heart to make you question your righteousness. So you put on that breastplate. You put on that thing where nothing could penetrate through your heart. And you make sure that you write the word plain in your heart so that you can know who you are. So that you can know by faith that you're righteous, that you can know that you serve a wonderful and awesome God, that you know that you're in good standing with God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, made us righteous. We are righteous. We have to put on our blood breastplate, and we have to cover our hearts so that nothing can penetrate to make us think anything other. With certainty, we have to know who we are, and more importantly, we have to know whose we are. Hallelujah. Verse 15 goes on to say, and your feet shod, ooh, with preparation, peace. Feet shod. See, you know, like the Romans, when their feet are shod, what they do, they have these little spike things at the bottom of their shoes or sandals. And what they do, it grips the ground. Hallelujah. They're still, they kind of grip the ground where they can't move, or they can't be moved, or it's hard to move them. So when your feet is shod, that means that it's stuck, that it's gripped. Hallelujah. Your feet is stuck in the word. You started to show yourself approved. You're standing on the word. See, we have to be steadfast and unmovable when it comes to the word of God. No matter what I'm going through, I'm standing on the word. No matter what I feel like, I'm standing on the word. No matter what it looks like, I'm standing on the word. No matter who says what, I'm standing on the word of God. My feet are shod. My feet are in place. They will not be moved. I will not be moved. I'm standing on what God said. I'm standing on the promises. I'm standing on everything that has to do with God. I will not be moved. Steadfast, unmovable in the word of God, standing on every word that comes out of God's mouth, every word that's in this Bible. Live in this word, walk in this word, talk in this word. This word is what leads and guides your life. This word is what gets me through every day. This word is what shows me direction on where I'm going. This word is what's giving me purpose on who I am. This word has shown me my destiny. You have to stand fast. I mean, you have to be steadfast. You can't be moved. Hallelujah. You have to be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You cannot be moved when it comes to the word of God, regardless of what. Hallelujah. Your feet has to be shod. Hallelujah. With preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen. That's a good place to be. But you know, I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do or how, whatever. It's like a Job. You know, it's like, look, I know my God. I know his word. I believe the word of God. I trust my God. He will never leave nor forsake me. Hallelujah. Nothing would ever separate me from the love that he has for me. I'm standing on the word of God because these are the promises that he gave me. He said that he's a God that shall not lie. And I stand on that. I believe the word of God. I trust in the word of God. Our feet have to be shod, people. We have to be unmovable when it comes to the gospel of peace. And first, verse 16 says, and above all, above all, of all the things that we have, of all the armor that you have put on, the most important one is taking the shield of faith. Where you may be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith. The shield of faith, it goes before you. You know, a shield is something that covers you. And the shield of faith, it's in front of you. Hallelujah. A shield is something that's in front of you. And it covers you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. See, the shield of faith, by the shield of faith, anything could come at you. Hallelujah. And it blocks it right out the way. Before it can even penetrate through you, hallelujah, it's going to hit that shield first. Hallelujah. It's going to hit your faith first. If anybody try to tell you something that's not of God, your faith is going to automatically protect. It's automatically going to kick in. That shield of faith, hallelujah, is what protects you. Now, keep in mind, the shield of faith, it blocks the fiery dots. Hallelujah. It blocks trials and Satan attacks. It blocks those. But the shield does not block temptation. People of God, so when you have the armor on and you're using your lethal weapons, you know, if you have all of your armor on, And you got on everything that you need, hallelujah. You've booted and suited, and you're ready to withstand. And you got on everything, your breastplate, hallelujah. I mean, your shield of faith. I mean, you just positioning yourself to really just to do with the word of God. So you got your loins is girded. I mean, everything is protected. And you got your weapons, your lethal weapons. You're casting down imagination. You're pulling down strongholds. You're bringing into captivity to the obedience of Christ. You're doing all these things, but still having problems, or still just something is just not right. Now, when you have all of your armor on, I mean, from your head to your toe, you're just, your feet are shod, you have your shield on, I mean, your breastplate and your helmet. You have on everything, but things are still coming through. Hallelujah, you're still feeling some things. It's not the armor. Hallelujah. See, that's all good. See, the armor of God is all good. That means it's an inside job. That means it's something that's within you. See, it can't nothing penetrate through your armor. So there ain't nothing that's coming in. It's something that's already there. Hallelujah. So if you got on the armor of God, the full armor of God, and you still feel like something is coming through or something is penetrating, it's not that the armor is faltered. Hallelujah. It's just it's an inside job. Hallelujah. It could be temptation or the mind, because, you know, Satan, you know, he exalts the mind. So we have to understand that it when we have all of the armor of God on, when we have that shield up, when we have the breastplate, when we have the helmet, hallelujah, when our feet are shod, when we're girded, our loins are girded with truth, it should be no penetration, because everything is protected. And then we have our lethal weapons. Hallelujah. We're casting down. We're pulling down strongholds. We're casting. We have everything situated and set. So we're ready. Hallelujah. We're ready to do the work of God. We're ready to move forward. Our obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. See, we have to understand that when we put on the shield of faith, we have to understand that it's there to protect us. It's not the last piece of armor, because 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. See, with the helmet of salvation, it protects the blows to your mind. Hallelujah. You know, if you don't have a helmet on, you boxing, you know, somebody keep punching you in your head, you know what I'm saying? Things get a little unraveled or things start to happen. Hallelujah, but the helmet of salvation, it protects you from the blows that come to your mind. See, the helmet of salvation keeps you with a transformed mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed to the mind of Christ. See, the helmet of salvation, it keeps your mind transformed into Christ. See, what it does, it put a seal, hallelujah, on your mind for Christ. Now, does that mean that Satan won't exalt himself in your mind? No, that does not mean that. You have to start using the lethal weapons. Like I was saying about your armor, if you got all your armor on and you still feel things penetrating through, Hallelujah. It's time to pull out the lethal weapons. It's time to start casting down imagination of any high thing that has thought itself against the knowledge of God. It's time to start pulling down strongholds. Hallelujah. See, we have to understand that we are in a world that we have to understand that this world that we're in, hallelujah, that we're just here because this is our reservation place. So we have to stop acting like the people of the world. We have to understand that this armor and these lethal weapons that God has given us, we need this as Christians. For though we don't walk in the flesh, people of God, hallelujah. No, we walk. We don't war after the flesh. I'm sorry. So we have to understand that though we're walking the flesh, we don't war the flesh. We have to stop using these carnal weapons trying to fight spiritual battles. We have to pull out our lethal weapons and start using them for the advantage of God's kingdom. Hallelujah. See, our helmet of salvation, hallelujah, it protects our mind. It protects the blows that comes to the mind. Again, Satan will attack the mind, but that's when you got to pull out your lethal weapons. You got to start casting down imagination. You have to start pulling down strong. You have to really put the armor and the weapons together and start using them. Now, when we talk about the armor of God, it also says in 17, and the sword or the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. So as I'm looking at that, and I'm like, okay, God, you know, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, I tell you, man, that's a lethal weapon there. It's like it has dual capabilities, hallelujah, because it's even though it listed as the last piece of armor, it's actually a weapon. The last piece of armor is the shield because it protects everything. Armor lets you withstand any hits that come at you. Hallelujah. So that last piece of armor was that it was the shield or the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. That was that last piece of armor. So the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that is a lethal weapon, people of God. The word is, well, now the word is armor because it protects you. It withstands the hit. It takes the hit. But it's a weapon because it gives hit. Also, hallelujah, it would knock that devil out. Hallelujah. If you use the word of God against the devil, hallelujah, he has to flee. He has to bow out. He cannot stay in your presence. Hallelujah. That's why we have to understand that the word of God is a weapon, yet it's an armor. It's one of the most lethal weapons that we can use right now in our life today. We need to use this word in everything we do. We need to use this word in everything we say. Hallelujah. When we're speaking to people, when we're talking to people, when we're praying, hallelujah, we have to understand that the word of God, it is our sword of the Spirit. Hallelujah. So that means that we can use that as an armor to protect us, and we can use it as a weapon to fight for us. Hallelujah. The word is the lethal weapon. It is one of the most powerful weapons that we can have through God. So we have to understand, people of God, that though it says here that the word of God, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, it names it as a piece of armor. But people of God, I need you to look at it as a lethal weapon as well. Because I'm telling you, that word will knock the devil out. Hallelujah. And then we have to go in verse 18 saying, praying always with all prayer and supplication. See, prayer is a lethal weapon as well. See, it's a lethal weapon that can tear down the devil's kingdom. Hallelujah. Prayer is a powerful source. It's a dual weapon as well, people of God, because it's armor, because it protects you. Prayer can protect you. And it's also a weapon because it fights for you. Hallelujah. When the people of God start to pray, and when you have a corporate prayer going on, I tell you, the devil don't know what to do. When people come into agreement and you have the corporate prayer, you all know, hallelujah, what happened when the Spirit of God came in like a rushing wind. tongues, speak in different languages. Hallelujah, that's all prayer. When we're coming together and we pray, that's a weapon, armor. It protects us and it fights for us. So people of God, we have to understand that God has given us a weapon and he's given us armor. And it's time for us to use our weapon and put on our armor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Truly, we give God honor and glory today. We thank God, amen, for Lady Thelma Butler, amen. Such an awesome word.
Kendra.
Legal weapon. We thank God for that word today, y'all. Come on, let's give God some praise. Use your words, people of God, amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God, amen, for Undisputed Truth Ministry. Amen. We thank God for her stepping in. Amen. Because it was such an awesome word. One thing I always do, amen, as we end our session and our word, because we know that she took time to study this word, took time, amen, to bring this word forth, and it is a ministry. So if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, it is Bible study. Amen. Praise God. You may sow into the ministry, amen. The ministry has a Cash App, and it's Bishop B42. That's $BISHOPBEE42. Amen. So if you'd like to sow into the ministry, you know the ministry number, amen. Be a blessing to the ministry, amen. So we thank and praise God for her. And we want to bring her back that she may pray out. I thank God for you, woman of God, and may God bless you and keep you in the name of Jesus. Amen. First Lady Butler, you there? Amen. Praise God. So we thank God. Amen.
Yes, I'm so sorry, woman of God. I put it on mute. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Okay.
I thank you, woman of God. I'm so sorry. I just put it on mute because I had to go into prayer because I'm telling you, God is amazing. I thank you and I honor you, Apostle, for even having me. Thank you so much. And I tell you, God is good. Amen.
Amen. Would you like to pray us out, First Lady Butler?
Oh, absolutely.
Amen.
Yes, Father God, Father God, Father God. Oh, wonderful and gracious God that you are. We thank you for that word, Father. We thank you, Lord, for letting the word hit the spirits of the people, hitting the hearts of the people, letting them understand that our weapons are lethal through you, God. Let us understand how to put on our armor, how to walk in you, how to talk in you, how to stand fast and unmovable in you, God. We thank you, Lord, for the powerful word that you have given us, how you have just put it in our hearts so we know, God, that we can walk tall. Hallelujah. Knowing that we have on the armor, knowing that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, knowing that greater is he that's within me than he that's in the world. Lord, we bless you today.
Yes.
Lord, we bless each and every person on this line, and we ask, Lord, that you just pour out a blessing. Open up the window of heaven, pour out a blessing that they don't have room to receive. These are your faithful people that's coming on to hear your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. God bless you all and have a wonderful, wonderful night. Don't forget, next Tuesday, come back on at 6 p.m. Amen. Be ready, y'all. Got your weapons? Let's go. Amen. God bless you all.